Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Once you said you love me, placed no one above me, prayed for me to make that vow. What dumb thing did I say? So busy being blasé, I'd wish you'd ask me now. I was vain and blind then, wrong to be unkind then. Wish they'd turn back time somehow. Then I was audacious, what was precious. I'd wish they'd ask me now. I thought then I'd always be all footloose and fancy free. How could I have been so made light of, turns out to be true. Once my ego ruled me, flattered me and fooled me, more times than the laws allow. You ask me, could I care? My attention was elsewhere. Me now, bleedin' double bugger up, but I do beat down. Ball you die, sabul you double go bang do away. But a little little day, little 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 silly little body done, body done, little 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 so thank you. and fooled me more times than the laws allow. You asked me, could I care?
From the voice of an international star and one of the finest voices in jazz, born in Kansas City, Missouri, that was Deborah Brown, teamed up with Polish saxophonist Sylwester Ostrowski with the tune Ask Me Now off the 2016 CD Kansas City, Here I Come, and that's a great album. And that is her motto when she goes around the world, making sure that folks know about the rich history and modern-day world of Kansas City. Over her storied career, she has been from coast to coast in the United States. That has led her to Europe via Japan and Indonesia, and that ended with a 12-year residency in Europe before coming back home to the United States and the town she loves, which is Kansas City. During her storied life, she has performed in nightclubs, concerts, festival halls, television, and radio sound stages. She has 16 recordings as a leader and is featured on many others as a special guest. But the unique thing about Deborah is that she knows what it's like to be treated like jazz royalty. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Deborah explained.
It's almost like the support that the country western artists get here, that's the kind of support that the jazz public gets in Holland. So the record has done phenomenal there.
Wow.
And it's just that's just kind of how it unfolded.
It's always an honor to have Deborah on the show, and it's fitting to kick things off with her around here. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of talented voices, from Molly Hammer in the bowels of the Green Lady Lounge to Miss Deborah Brown in the historic Majestic Restaurant, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best voices jazz has ever produced. So over the years, Deborah has played with the best in jazz, and that is bona fide. She learned quite a bit from all of them. And one such legend was harmonica man Toots Thielemans. And as we hear Deborah explain his very candid advice, let's listen to him giving us Scotch on the Rocks off the 2006 CD called Collections.
I'm all about it.
And he used to tell me all the time, you've got to make the audience cry. And I always remember thinking, no, you have to make yourself cry before you can make an audience cry. You can't literally cry yourself, because who likes to see a performer crying? However, you can share how you really feel in your voice, and it translates to the audience where they actually have a physical reaction. This is Deborah Brown, jazz singer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino.
Been some time since I said to thee how I love you, how I'm grateful. Here I am, I've come to praise thee for your certainty. Where I was doubtful, oh, you in this rising world of waters, so heavy, so dark, so deep.
I know where
comfort is found in what you mean to me. I was lost, I was wandering, came so far to be all alone. Then you found me, you tell me it's gonna be alright. Took me in your arms, where I found home. Yes, I found home in this world of waters, so heavy, dark and deep.
I know where
comfort is found in what you need to me.
That was the voice, talent, and artistic force born in Kansas City and now residing just outside of Paris, Crystal Warren, with the cut Thanks and Praise off her latest 2017 CD, Three the Hard Way. So it all began at the age of 17 when she took her fledgling songwriting skills out into Kansas City's thriving counterculture. She befriended numerous avant-garde artists, from painters to street poets to singers, and they gave her the support to move forward with that very unique blend of music that she has. And as the years wore on, she outgrew the Midwest confines of KC, and it was time to move on. With all the genres that she does dabble in, she has a very fond spot in her heart for jazz. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about that influence of jazz. Have a listen.
In fact, I know that a lot of what I compose directly stems from the lessons that I was taught on the bandstand. Through instrumentalists. I wouldn't be able to tell you the names of the chords that I play. I still haven't learned that part of it, but I think that doing those gigs in KC definitely gave me a sense of a music theory.
So I asked Crystal who she would love to catch live if that jazz DeLorean pulled up in front of her house out of the entire jazz annal, and she referenced a Lee Morgan documentary that she just watched. So It was the topic of the hour. And she explained her rationale behind her choice. So as we go into the tune, D-Laud, off the 2015 CD Ta Ru by the great Lee Morgan, let's listen to Crystal explain.
Man, well, I don't know if he ever performed off of Vine or not, but I recently saw the documentary on Lee Morgan and was just blown away. But I had heard a song here and there, had never really explored his music, and over the past 3 days I've just been listening nonstop to him. Yeah, I would have loved to have caught him live. this is Crystal Warren speaking to you from France, and I'm happy to be chatting with Joe Dimino here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the prolific, legendary jazz pianist and composer Dave Brubeck, joined by his quartet with the 1955 song Sometimes I'm Happy, off that very warm sound of the LP Red Hot and Cool, one of my favorite albums lately. So over his career, his style has ranged from refined to bombastic, reflecting his mom's attempt at classical training and blending in those improv skills that he honed over the years. Always teamed up with alto sax man Paul Desmond, and man, nothing gets better than Paul. He was one of the most distinct voices in jazz. And in 1954, a little trivia for you, he was the first jazz musician to ever appear on the cover of Time magazine.
Dave Brubeck was also the first program director of the first original jazz radio station in the country.
I bet there was a lot of firsts with Dave Brubeck that we don't even know about.
I probably should say music director of the station, WJZZ.
Wonderful.
In New Haven, Connecticut.
And you know, he had a long life. He lived into his 90s. He toured all the way up until he passed. He was one of the best ambassadors that jazz ever had.
Agreed.
So, from the South Brazilian saxophonist and composer Gaia Wilmer, joined by his octet, this is the 2017 song Accuray off the CD Migrations, as we migrate right on down this neon jazz road, kids. We'll be right back. Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Thank you.
That was Panamanian pianist and composer Danilo Perez with the 2014 song Panama 500. So he started his life out on the piano at 3, and by 10, he was studying at the National Conservatory in Panama. It's safe to say it was in his blood. He moved to the U.S. to study music. He went to the Indiana University of Pennsylvania, then switching to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And by 89, he became a member of Dizzy Gillespie's United Nations Orchestra, and that was a very storied outfit. The album Live at the Royal Festival Hall won a Grammy Award, and since then he has been appointed the artistic director of the Berklee College of Music Global Jazz Initiative, and rightfully so. From a friend of the show, an old jazz cat with plenty of soul, he is way beyond his years, and he's getting up there in years. One of the most unique voices on the alto sax, and we know that around here in KC. This is Richie Cole with the 2017 song, If I Only Had a Brain. And he has that, and you can tell he has a sense of humor. This is his latest CD offering, Richie Cole, Latin Lover, on this love-filled hour of jazz. Thank you.
this is Richie Cole, Alto Madness, coming to you from Jazz Capital of the World, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Whenever I want to hear some good jazz music, I look to find Joe Donino on Neon Jazz. That's the only place to go. Be there or be square.
Thank you.
That was the great Jared Gold on the Hammond B3 with the tune Check-In right before we get ready to check out. And doing the honors is John Coltrane in 1961 with the tune My Favorite Things. And one of those for me is my boy Miles. He will turn 13 in a few days from today.
Oh, get out of here.
Can you believe it?
Time flies.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
That birthday is going to be December 8th, 2017, and I say a very happy birthday to my boy, and this is one of his favorite songs and one of my favorite songs as well. So with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another one of my favorite things, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thangs. Yeah, the T-H-A-N-G.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what your favorite things are. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Bam! Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.